I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I tell you, this week we got some cool stuff to talk about, so I want to get right into it. First of all, let me say that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on the Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. I tell you what, we're excited about some things that are coming up here on the show. I just want to get right into it, but I also need to tell you that we are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. What, Fred? Yes. Well, I can't help it. I'm excited about this show this week. Think about imaginary friends. Sometimes they don't share your enthusiasm. I trust you share my enthusiasm about the show this week. Yes. Okay, let's get into the topic. You may have noticed that in your tray on your computer, now, not on this computer, this is a Chromebook that I'm using today on the show, but on your Windows computer, you may have noticed a tiny little icon in the lower right-hand corner of your tray. And that tiny little icon looks like a window. And if you click on it, you will be rewarded. Because you can click on that and reserve your copy of Windows 10 for free. Yes! Who'd have thought that Microsoft would give away their operating system for free? I think maybe the Chromebook is making them nervous. The Chrome OS is taking so much market share. They're like, dude, we better put this out for free. I could only dream, right? Anyway, Windows 10 is close. If you've noticed that little icon, reserve your copy today. It will be officially released on July 29th. That's going to be here before you know it. Now, Newegg leaked this info from Microsoft. They kind of leaked it. But you know, I don't think Microsoft cared too much because it caused some hype and some excitement in the computer world. Windows 10 will be available for purchase on August 31st, according to a page on Newegg's website. An OEM copy of Windows 10 Home will cost $109. An OEM copy of Windows 10 Professional will cost $149. Neither page lists any substantive differences between the Home and Professional editions of Windows 10. The two versions of Windows 10 are designed for home PCs. Okay, I'm sure there'll be a difference. We just don't know yet what it's going to be, but, you know, why charge different money if they're the same thing? Okay, so we'll see. But anyway, next item, Google Cardboard. You gotta love the fact that Google can sell you some cardboard. That's what it is. It's a cardboard box that folds up. You put your smartphone in it and you run their app and boom, you have virtual reality. Now, in fact, you can wait and buy a virtual reality system and pay thousands of dollars, or you can just get cardboard for practically nothing from Google. Yes, you're right, Fred. Who wouldn't do that? Just use cardboard. Anyway, and if you've got a really cool cell phone, it'll work very well. You need one with really high resolution. So go with that. But at any rate, they announced at their Google I.O. event that they have improved cardboard. And they talked about it some more in their presentation. But what I've got here are two videos that you can watch that will tell you all you need to know about cardboard and their gateway to virtual reality. The author of the article here basically says that it's a gateway drug into virtual reality. I think that's odd. But at any rate, that's what he says. Next item, cord cutters are embracing Sling TV. Now you may say, Dr. Bill, what's Sling TV? I had several guys at work ask me about this because they want to cut the cord and go entirely internet television. And I can't blame them. I've got an amazingly cool deal, so it doesn't really impact me that much. My cool deal is that North State gives me gigabit internet and TV through fiber optic and the phone, VoIP phone, for a very small amount of money comparatively for all those services, okay? So, dude, I don't really care so much about the whole cord-cutting thing. But a lot of people do, so I understand that, because they're paying Time Warner for cable. So, yike. But this Sling TV thing basically allows you to watch web TV services, web versions of the major cable networks for $20 a month. So for $20 a month, you get basically a cable system because Sling TV is owned by Dish Network. So you're kind of getting it through the internet, but also through kind of Dish Network. So that's how they're getting around the whole, you know, thing of not being able to subscribe to cable channels over the internet. Because you kind of are doing it through a cable provider. It's just that it happens to be a satellite TV cable provider type person. Company thing. Anyway, they are now running about 250,000 households that have connected to Sling TV, which is not bad. Not super great, but not bad. Okay, it's kind of getting there. Okay, next item. Skype for web beta is here. This is another Microsoft impressive thing that they've done. They bought Skype. I was concerned they were going to ruin it. So far, they're doing pretty well about not ruining it. And now we have Skype for web. So the whole idea is you're supposed to be able to download this tiny little thing on your Windows computer, and then you can connect to Skype through the web interface. Now, it's beta, okay, and I had hopes that you could use this with Chromebooks, but unfortunately, you have to download this little thing, and it's not Windows-based, okay, when you're on a Chromebook. So, oh well, you know, you got to have a Windows operating system to run the tiny little doohickey. And it makes sense that, you know, Microsoft wouldn't exactly do something that would help Chromebooks, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. Anyway, but the IM part of Skyping works, even on a Chromebook. So that's kind of cool. You know, it's better than nothing. Also, talking about Chrome OS, you know, and by the way, the Chromist Netcast is doing very well. This is the logo for the Chromist Netcast. Chromist.com, you need to go there, check it out, and tune in to the new Netcast. We just did the third version of the Chromist Netcast, the third release, and so check it out. Okay, but the Chrome OS is getting an upcoming improvement that will increase battery life on the Chromebook, which is cool. Adobe Flash allows web pages to display rich content, but sometimes that can put a squeeze on your laptop's battery. So Chrome has been working, or Google, has been working with Adobe to ensure that your experience on the web can be power efficient as well as rich and interactive. Today we're introducing an update to Chrome that does just that. So that applies both to a Chromebook and to your Chrome browser, which is pretty cool that it will help your battery life. Now, whoa! Yes, Fred. Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is ZBAC. ZBAC. It sounds very strange, doesn't it? Kind of like maybe another planet. The planet ZBAC. No, this is about backups. Everybody should be doing backups. Even if it's just to an external disk or to a USB stick, okay? Maybe not a good idea to USB stick. Use a USB stick, okay? I mean, you could wash it, you could lose it, you could do all kinds of things. But putting it anywhere else other than just on one computer is better than nothing. So ZBAC allows you to connect a drive and schedule backups. Do a simple backup, a simple sync, do a batch backup. You have all kinds of options here. So you can synchronize files and folders, for example, between a hard drive and a USB drive. Synchronize two computers via USB or a LAN. It's portable, no installation needed. You just run it, just unzip the file and run it, and boom, you can use it. It does all kinds of cool things. That's the Geek Software of the Week for this week. ZBAC. the planet Zeebak. No. All right. Now, last item we have here is a little geek culture. A little blast from the past for you here. There's a new World Video Game Hall of Fame. And they just inducted Pong, Doom, and Super Mario Brothers into the new Video Game Hall of Fame. Now, boy, that brings back memories. I can remember playing Pong, just bunk, bunk. You know, I mean, times were simpler back then. Okay, and it was just two-dimensional little ball on the screen and a couple of paddles. Even I could understand that. Okay, anyway, Pong and Doom. Doom with where you're chasing the bad guys and the weird things and you're shooting them. That was, I played that too. That was odd. And then Super Mario Brothers. And who hasn't played Super Mario Brothers, right? I can remember watching my nephew play Super Mario Brothers and going, you know, that looks kind of fun. Many, many years ago. Okay. Anyway, so joining Pong were 1972's, which launched in 1972, Doom from 1993, and 1985's Super Mario Brothers, as well as Russian import Tetris from 1984, World of Warcraft from 2004, which has swallowed millions of players in its online and virtual universe. Ain't that the truth? There's people at work, where I work, that are just addicted to World of Warcraft. My son, the Game Master, is not so much. He's like, World of Warcraft, blah. But, you know, he's odd. But anyway, but the guys at work, they play it all the time. Now, I've never played. I'm just not that much of a gamer. Okay, but Pong, dude, that's my speed. That and Frozen Bubble. Yes. So the Video Game Hall of Fame, you knew they had to have one eventually, right? All right. Well, that's just about it for this week. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.